Hello, y'all. So Coachella happened last weekend. I am from SoCal, born and bred. How many Coachellas do you think I've been to? The answer is zero. And I plan to change that next year. I feel like Coachella has my name written all over it at this point. I'm seeing too many people have too much fun, and it looks like the weather was perfect this year. It just didn't seem like it was very hot, and I cannot handle hot weather. This was the year to be at Coachella. It just was. And I think that if I go to Coachella, I need to have the right mindset. And that's part of the reason why I haven't been. It's because it's like, okay, heat, desert, lots of paparazzi, influencers, wannabe influencers, clout chasers, ho shit, a lot of hard drugs, like just feeling very claustrophobic, literally being boxed in by however many thousands of people are there. I was like, no. You know what? One of the reasons why I didn't want to F with Coachella is because I love concerts. I'm a huge, huge fan of concerts. And so I was like, why would I want to go to Coachella? I have to basically sleep in line overnight if I want a good seat for these performances, for the concerts. That is not what you're supposed to be thinking about when you consider Coachella. It's like the wheels. I'm fleshing this out as I'm speaking, but I also thought about it before I recorded this episode. And basically, the reason why I want to go to Coachella and that I really had to reframe my thinking about Coachella is do not go for the music. Do not go to a music festival for the music. Go to a music festival to have fun. That's it. If you're going for your concerts, like, you're gonna be in the nosebleeds. I follow enough people on Instagram who go to Coachella, and all of they asses is in the nosebleeds. It's like you're either on the side, like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, while watching Jack Antonoff or while watching Ice Spice. Or you're in the nosebleeds because I guess maybe people camp out the day before or something, but you're gonna be in the nosebleeds. So, like, you're not really seeing a good show because you're not really close. If you can't tell, I'm not about that nosebleed life. And so I'm like, but who cares? Like, Coachella is a damn vibe. So you gotta go for the vibe, you gotta go for the parties. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Coachella is outdoing itself. My wig has been snatched from just what I've seen of this year's festivities. So, I'm gonna talk about the sexiest people at Coachella. Coming in at number one, we got Miss Doja Cat. Miss Doja Cat, I felt like was not lip syncing. I fell in love with Doja Cat's last album. I became a little bit obsessed. I had listened to her previous work, but I became a little bit obsessed. And I've liked some of her work in the past too, but this last album, I'm into it. I could listen to it on repeat. And Doja came out with her outfits. Doja came out being, weird. Doja, I mean, she was born to do this. I feel that she was born to be on stage. She was born to put out music and she was born to be on stage. So I'm putting her in the number one slot. Number two, I gotta give it to Chloe. Chloe is one of the most effortlessly sexy people in entertainment. One of the sexiest I've ever seen. Chloe, to me, of course, she's trying to be sexy, probably, but it comes across as natural. Like, I'm jealous. How does someone execute that much confidence? And that much sexiness, just like she's always on some I woke up like this shit. She's always on some like temptress shit. And she's not trying. It's just who she is. She just embodies, exudes sexiness, flawless skin, good body, great vocals. I watched a clip of Chloe performing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to download this album and listen to it. And it's because of her performance. I don't know the words to the damn song. You know, I'm like, Chloe is that bitch. She is that girl. And I feel like, and I hope with time, her solo career is gonna really, really blow up and skyrocket because I feel like it's off to a sluggish start. I know she didn't have great album sales at all, but Chloe made me want to support her. She made me want to like give her record some streams. So I gotta hand it to Chloe. Like every time I see her, I'm just like, what a bad bitch. And a lot of it is just how she carries herself as such a bad bitch. Makes me sick. It's like, will I ever be as confident as Chloe? Next, we got Victoria Monet. She also was in a or she was in a skimpy outfit and she owned it. She looked comfortable. She was singing, she was dancing, she was shaking her ass. And I'm like, this, I want to see. Okay. Whenever somebody is like half naked, I'm exaggerating, on stage, shaking the ass, doing choreography and singing and confident, I can never get enough because I don't know if I'd ever get to that point where booty cheeks out, titty meat out, and just on stage doing it. I mean, I don't have the talent, but you understand what I'm saying. I love anybody who is that confident, and I just like sit back and watch and wonder, like, what would that be like? Victoria is that bitch. Loved it. And I hope that a lot of people, new people, discovered her music. Next, I gotta, this is no longer the sexiest list. This is me just kind of being a fangirl. I was happy to see No Doubt on the stage. Like, I've been to two No Doubt concerts, and I don't know. Gwen did her push-ups like she likes to do during Just a Girl, and I am inspired by older people who are putting on a show as though they are in their 20s. And Gwen Stefani's stage presence is some of the best. It is why No Doubt is as successful as it is. Her stage presence is undeniable. And I don't know. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm biased. I own it. I try to. Whenever I'm biased, I try to own that shit. So No Doubt we'll be at Coachella next weekend. I'm so happy for them. They deserve it. Next, I got Kesha and Renee Rapp. I want them to do an album together. Kesha is someone I forget that she exists, but she has some bangers, and I have enjoyed her album, so at least the first few. At least the first few. I know there was, I think her third album or so, or after, I wasn't into, but at least I think the first two I vibe with, I fucks with. So I'm happy to see Kesha is still out here because like I said, I keep forgetting she even exists. Next, I got Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They're on the list, and I don't know why because, okay, I guess off the cuff, I really don't know why. Because I do not stand, I do not STAN this couple. I can't say stand because it would, or I have to spell stan because it sounds like Stan. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I'm glad that they were out and about frolicking and interacting with the common folk peasants at the festival. I think that's cool, but this couple, what I want to say about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I will not say because I don't need Swifties to come for me. So that has to remain off the mic. Last but not least, I got Miss Ice Spice. I'm starting to hate Ice Spice's hair color. I like I definitely like Ice Spice's music. I'm starting to hate her hair color, and I also don't think she has any stage presence. But that is not a hot take if I slam her stage presence. She clearly doesn't need to, she doesn't need it. It didn't affect any of her sales. Now she's like, I don't know why Taylor Swift has latched on to Ice Spice in the way that she has, and Taylor Swift like cycles through friends like underwear. So I hope Ice Spice makes the best out of this friendship, because outside of Blake Lively, Taylor has gone through so many friends. Blake Lively and Selena Gomez. Taylor's gone through so many friends. It's like, it's for a limited time typically. So I hope the Ice Spice knows that. Do you see Ice Spice and Taylor Swift together as friends 10 years from now, from 5 years from now? There you go. Anyways, so I can't wait to see what goes down in weekend two of Coachella. Also, some surprises were Will Smith performing on stage the Men in Black song. Like, okay, I'm very unfamiliar with that song because I don't think it, or I didn't care about it, I guess, when it originally came out. However, for Will to be on stage looking as young as he did in the movie, because black don't crack, and doing that song, I'm like, okay, I forgive him. I forgive him for what he did to Chris Rock. I'm lying. But what I mean by I'm kind of serious, I'm kind of over it. I kind of want to talk about him on stage at Coachella more than I want to say like how shady it was for him to assault Chris Rock on live television. So I think it was PR magic and PR gold, him performing at Coachella, because it made me kind of get over my dislike or disdain. Sorry, my disdain for him. Also, I liked seeing Justin Bieber on stage. I can't remember who he sang. Oh, Thames. But I need a new album. Justin has the vocals. Give us some new music. F you. Like, Justin sold his catalog. Give us some music. Don't just sell your catalog and want to live off the catalog. Possibly give us some damn music, Justin. And Lauryn Hill also made a surprise appearance, and this is all part of why I'm like, I need to go to Coachella. There's too many surprises. I feel like Coachella, like if you're in the music business, you go to this damn festival. Like, who wasn't at Coachella this year? Can we still have weekend two? Anyways, so I'm also so into Coachella this year. I'm actually watching some of the live streams, and I never did that before. Some of the performances, they're on YouTube, Coachella's YouTube. Anyways, thank y'all, and hopefully I will see you at Coachella next year. Bye.